I'd like to read in the second book of Corinthians, in chapter 4, and it's page 1392, this Bible. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, and verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's all I'm going to read. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. During the Second World War in the last century, a company of Marines were assembled in one of the islands in the Pacific Ocean, making ready for joining battle. And before they boarded ship, the Padre assembled them all together, gave them a word, and prayed for the success of the mission and for the safety. And when he was finished, he called one of the Marines forward, a Marine who had a lovely singing voice, and he asked him to sing one verse. And the Marine sang that lovely verse, "I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus than riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses and land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today." When he was finished, several of the Marines stepped forward and committed their lives to the Lord Jesus. Be these lives long or short. Dear friend, the greatest treasure that you can have in your life, be you young or old, the greatest treasure is to have a personal knowledge of Jesus in your life. It's a priceless treasure. You cannot pay money for it. You don't need to go a distance to find it. You don't need to go overseas. You don't need to dig for it. You don't need to go up to the heavens for it. This treasure God brings within the reach of the youngest. He says, the word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. The word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in thine heart that God has raised them from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And when you come to that conclusion, you have a treasure in your life that nothing and nobody can take away. You know, in this life, we acquire many things. A child is born, and very soon it's showered with gifts. And as that child grows up, it begins to acquire things for itself. And we've all gone this route, so we all know what I'm speaking about. And you know, there's many things in life that we could well do without. When we come to the end of life here, and that will come upon us all if the Lord Jesus doesn't come. The end of life here is described in Scripture. It is appointed unto man once to die. When that end of life here comes, all that we've been given, all that we've acquired, is all left behind. Nothing is carried with us through death. Nothing at all. But there is something that you can take with you through death. The treasure of knowing Jesus as a personal Savior and Lord will be with you for time and for eternity. And friend, it's available, as I've said, to young and to old. And you don't need to achieve anything great in this world to have it for yourself. You simply need to respond to the knockings of Jesus on your heart's door and open that door of your heart and receive him in as Savior and Lord. There's a fountain supposedly somewhere in Wales, not that I know Wales very much, on which is inscribed, "With Christ we have everything. Without Christ we have nothing." Tell me, friend, do you have the Lord Jesus in your heart? Because if you have the Lord Jesus in your heart, you have access to every blessing that God wants to give you. Our preacher last week in Aberdeen reminded us of the well-known story of the stately house that was going to be auctioned and all the belongings in it. The owner had died and his son had died previously to him. The day of the auction arrived and many interested parties showed up at the stately house. The first item up for auction was a poorly framed picture of the owner's son. And the auctioneer tried to get the bidding going, and he mentioned a figure, no interest. Took the figure down, 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 and remember, this was the owner's son. Took it down to £5. Am I bid £5 for this? And an elderly woman put up her hand and bid £5. He said, "The photograph is yours." And he announced to all those who were interested, "The auction is over." The condition of this auction was that the person who bought this framed picture of the owner's son would have everything. My friend, if you have Jesus in your life, you have everything. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not life. If you have Jesus in your life as the Son, you have all God's blessings centered in him. You may not understand them right away. The blessing of forgiveness of sins, that's to be found in the Lord Jesus. The blessing of peace with God, that's to be found in the Lord Jesus. The blessing of being justified before God, the key to that is the Lord Jesus. The blessing of having a hope outside of this world, that's centered in the Lord Jesus. All God's blessings are centered in Christ. And when you have him, you not only have blessings here, but he provides access into the presence of God. What a person the Lord Jesus is. You know, if you had been an Israelite of old, you couldn't have approached God like that. The doorway into God's presence, the way into the Holy of Holies, had not yet been made manifest. But it's been made manifest because God has come here in the person of the Lord Jesus. And in him, and in what he's done, he's opened up a way of God coming near to bless boys and girls and old people as well. But he's opened up a way whereby you and I can draw near to the mighty God himself. That the man in whom God has drawn near to sinners in is the man whom I can draw near to God in. What a story, therefore, is the story of the gospel. But you see, is it available to all? Yes, it's available to all, everyone. You say, prove it. Well, we go through the Gospels. When the Lord Jesus was here, he touched someone here, someone there, a blind beggar at the wayside, begging, of no account in this world. He gave him his eyesight back. That beggar had been looking probably for a few coins to see him through the day. He got far more. He got Jesus into his life. And dear friend, Jesus is waiting to come into your life tonight. Will you let him in? We were speaking this afternoon about celebration. Celebration in heaven. Just think of it. You are nothing and nobody as far as this world is concerned. You can cause the whole of heaven to vibrate with celebration. Luke's going to be 10 tomorrow. That's his birthday. I was 10 years old when I accepted the Lord Jesus as my Savior. I've let him down often. He's never let me down. And I'm just one of myriads who've come to prove the precious value of the shed blood of Jesus. And that's putting my trust in that precious blood. I find that my sins are gone, washed away by the only cleansing agent that's available. No other agent can cause sins to vanish, but sins washed away in the precious blood of Jesus. And not only that, counted righteous before God. A blind beggar, a leper who appealed to the Lord Jesus, if thou canst make me whole. What did he say? I will be thou cleansed. And leprosy had to go. And many more instances in the gospel. That woman who met him at Sychar's well, there she was, like us all, had a history that she wanted to hide. Ah, your history cannot be hid from the all-seeing God. That history was exposed, but he didn't leave her as an exposed sinner. He filled her up with the living water that only he can give. And she left her water pot at the well and went away into the city. Come see a man who told me all things I'd ever done. There's many things in life that we put value on. We regard as treasure. They're not treasures. They're just passing things. But the treasure that you can find by putting your trust in the Lord Jesus is a treasure that's yours for eternity. So who is this person, the Lord Jesus? Story of the cross is well known. Why did Jesus go to the cross? He went to the cross to give God a righteous basis for coming out in grace and mercy to forgive the sinner. And as going to the cross, he himself was made sin. The most solemn thing that you can think about. Because he was absolutely sinless. No sin on him. Spotless Lamb of God. And during these 3 hours on the cross, 3 hours that were hidden from the eyes of men, 3 hours of darkness, has made sin. God meted out his righteous judgment on sin. Wasn't there not another way that this could have been achieved? The God of creation, could he not in his power have found another way to bring about a basis whereby he could come out in blessing to you and me? There was no other way. Only one way of salvation, and only one person through whom that salvation could be offered to guilty men and women. And we're all guilty before God. The case against us is proven. We don't need to go to a court to prove the case against us. It's already proven against us, every man, woman, and boy and girl, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How is my case going to be met? It's going to be met by another taking my place and bearing the judgment that was due to me. And not only at Calvary's cross did he bear the judgment, God's judgment on sin, But I can point to him there and say he bore my sins in his own body on the tree. And dear young one, you can point to the Lord Jesus tonight, and you can put your trust and faith in him, and you can find that in that work that he did at Calvary's cross, your sins can be washed away in the shed blood of Jesus. What a Savior he is. You know, Isaiah, when he tells the story of the cross of Christ, he says, "Who had believed our report?" But Isaiah's report, you might say, was a report from Calvary. But the report tonight is not from Calvary, because Jesus is not there. He went from Calvary into the grave, and he's not even there. He's met the penalty that was lay on sin. And the penalty that is the outcome of the wages of sin, death. He's gone into death, he's met the challenge of death, and he's defeated that mighty foe. And now he's seated and crowned at the right hand of God on high. And the report in the gospel tonight is from there in the glory. What a story. A gospel of the glory that is not only offering relief from your sins and mine, but is offering the greatest blessings that God has to offer in heaven. The man we read of in Luke 15 this afternoon, the prodigal son, he repented. He made his way back to the father's house. And what did he come into there? He came into the true blessing of being a son in the father's house. And that is the full blessing of the gospel. You and I can have all our history met. And that's the negative side. And it's a side that is very necessary. You cannot do without it. But as having that met, you then find there's so much positive blessings in the Lord Jesus that's offered to you and I. It's just a question of starting to enjoy them. So this treasure that I started to speak of is a treasure that's worth having. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. There we are, these earthen vessels of ours. Look around at them all, you know. And these earthen vessels, they're subject to the aging process. You want to read about it? Read in the last chapter of Ecclesiastes. You'll discover that these vessels are very poor vessels. Summed up by the writer in the New Testament, he calls them bodies of humiliation. But in that earthen vessel, that vessel, the first man God made, you know, was made out of the dust. You think you're someone important, you know? Dust. You think of dust. That's how God made man. But he breathed into man, and man became a living soul. Man holding the breath of God in his being. Very important. Then there comes a time when that vessel that each of us has begins to decay. We've heard of many persons recently that we know who have become ill through their sickness of various natures, have suffered affliction in their bodies. Eventually, this vessel, this earthen vessel, eventually the one who holds the life of that vessel in his hand, that tender relationship between God, the Creator God, and his creature, that cord is broken. And you and I and these vessels finish our life here. And in the language of what I've said, it's appointed unto men once to die. We face death. But you know, to be able to face that death, knowing, having this precious treasure in your life, knowing this person who's been in death and has triumphed, and who for the believer has removed the fear of death, because he's met the one who held the might of death in his hands. That was the devil. He's destroyed his power, and now the key of death and Hades is in the hands of my Savior, and rightly so. Therefore, he's someone who's worth trusting. Someone who's worth getting to know. Dear young one, open your heart tonight to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him in. And you will have this treasure in your life. Dear old one, as we journey on in life and the shadows begin to lengthen, let us have this hope burning in our hearts that the one who met our need, the one who has the keys of death and Hades in his hand, we are soon going to see, and that face to face in glory. Brother died with us over a year ago, and one of his favorite verses was, face to face with Christ in glory. Face to face, what will it be when with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, who died for me? That's my Savior. Is he yours? Is he your Savior and your Lord? As you open your heart, your life to him, all these blessings that I've simply passed over in this gospel preaching will be yours now and for all eternity. And not only that, he gives you something that enables you to enjoy these blessings now. He pours out his Spirit. He gives you the Lord Jesus, but he gives you more. He gives you of his Spirit in order that all these blessings that are soon going to be yours, you can enjoy them even now. This is real treasure. Real substantial treasure. Not measured by the currency of this world. Priceless treasure. But it's a treasure that's offered without charge to the person who in faith simply puts their trust in the Lord Jesus. I've no more to say. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. May we explore this treasure, the wonder of having Christ in our lives. And as we explore it, may our hearts open up with a note of thankfulness and praise to the blessed God himself. And may he bless the world.
Amen.